meets German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin this morning. She runs the richest and most powerful country in the European Union.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said her heart bleeds for Greeks facing hardship.
A short time ago at her news conference, Angela Merkel explicitly said there would not be any backdated direct recapitalisation.
Germany, autumn 2012. A German railway station. Near a side entrance, a white awning stretches over a line of people.
Ich weiß, der Mann schläft wieder. Ich lasse jetzt nur fünf da rein.
Germans. They're queuing to go in a doorway beside the entrance to the station.
Alle voll von der Seite. Bitte, 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 bitte. Bitte, 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 bitte.
Alles, was du befiehlst.
Ich habe fünf reingelassen.
They each have a blue ticket in their hand.
Das geht aber ganz schnell.
Like raffle tickets.
Ja, das geht ganz schnell. Ich würde mal ganz ruhig sein. Wir machen jetzt.
In the doorway at the top of the queue, a man in a sleeveless blue jacket.
Erst wieder um 15:30 Uhr.
On it, a white badge with a pink cross.
My name is Klaus.
Klaus is calling out numbers.
36,
37, 38, 39, 40. The numbers of the blue tickets.
We serve lunch four times a day, once at night, and in the morning we serve breakfast on six. This is the place where homeless people and people who don't have a lot of income or are living on the street come here to have food, to have lunch. Every hour we let in about 50 people by tickets.
You know people in Ireland who we think Germany is really rich? We think you have a lot of money in Germany?
Yeah, a lot of money is in Germany, that's right. But the most of the money is at 5% of the population, and the rest of the people in this country don't have that much money. Oops.
Ja, ganz ruhig.
Mach keinen Mark.
Ja, ganz schön.
Sie, sie, go there.
Ich mag die Frau.
Five people already inside. Fünf Leute sind
inside. Are you ready?
Frau.
Das ist 73.
Ended with Angela Merkel giving a definite nine to the idea of paying off legacy bank debt.
As a victory for Merkel, it's going to be all about austerity and punishment.
Nice Irish radio.
Irish radio.
Okay.
Tell me about yourself. Where are you from normally?
I'm from Dortmund, North Rhine-Westphalia.
Thomas is at the top of the queue for the soup kitchen outside the German railway station.
And now I'm here.
Black cap, black bomber jacket. Early 30s, I'd say.
What has been happening to you in the last 2 years?
I was arrested for 5 years.
What were you arrested for?
I've made wrong credit cards.
And when you came to Berlin, you could get no work?
No. I'm searching for work, but today there's no chance to get a job. A good job.
So what's the difference between a good job and an ordinary job?
I've studied information technology, and I'm not able to work as a truck driver. So I'm searching for a job in information and technology.
And in the meantime, you're getting fed here, and where do you sleep?
So, I have my own flat.
And how do you feel about coming here for food?
Oh, I think it's a good thing to go here. You can get food and something to drink. It's okay.
And you're not ashamed of coming
here?
No,
I'm not ashamed.
Why?
Why? I think it's normal to get here, meet some friends. It's okay.
And people who live in Ireland and other parts of Europe, they think Germany is very rich. They think you've lots and lots of jobs in Germany.
No. Germany is poor, and there are not a lot of jobs in Germany. No.
So could you get a job cleaning? Could you get a job in McDonald's or Burger King?
This kind of job is the last chance. So I'm really searching for a job in information and technology. I must go in.
Die 41, 42, jetzt bitte. 43, 44 und die 45. Stopp.
You want to make interview?
Yeah.
Then come here.
A man leaves the queue and approaches.
I'm from Berlin. I was born here.
He's shy, earnest. A few days' growth of beard.
I come every day here.
Manfred.
For food, you know?
Tell me why.
No job, no family, no money.
And why do you not have a job? Everybody in Europe thinks that the Germans have lots of jobs.
No. Not everybody. I was born in a bad environment, so I could not learn to find a good job, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And did you study after school?
6 semesters.
Okay.
But I didn't finish.
And what did you study?
Kommunikationselektroniker.
Okay. And you could get no jobs? And what have you been doing since you were a young man?
I did some mistakes and...
Like
drugs,
what kind?
You know,
drugs?
Alcohol.
Okay.
I don't have a wife, you know.
And do you have children?
No children. That's no family. You know? I'm lost. That's it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you get money from the government?
Yeah, I get Hartz IV, you know.
The German phrase for job seekers allowance, or dole, is Hartz IV.
Hartz IV, this is my money. This is my money. Now I have a small job, you know, Hartz IV job, €1.50.
And what is that? What do you do?
Yeah, I have to educate some children or something, yeah. But not really, you know. In this job, I've never seen children, you know. They don't come.
So what do you do all day in the job?
I'm sitting and I make internet. Not too much, you know. I think it's a fake. This job is a fake, you know.
And are you still taking drugs and drinking alcohol?
Alcohol, yeah. Beer, you know.
Too much?
I like beer, yeah. Too much, yeah.
And are you ashamed to be here?
Not really. The first time is not so easy, you know. But after you can make it, you know.
And no brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have. But no contact. DDR, you know, DDR.
East Germany?
Yeah, East Germany and West Germany, you know. They lived on this side and I lived on that side, you know. And so we cannot see. We were separated, you know.
Okay. Before the wall, were you were living in the West? And
no,
and
I were living...
66, 67?
Sorry.
Sometimes I feel like a fireman being bad-mouthed by the arsonist for not yet putting out the fire. The words of Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble yesterday.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel can probably expect a hostile reception today when she visits the Greek capital, Athens. Police have banned protests.
Just beside the queue, a tiny caravan is parked at the curb. A woman is sweeping the floor inside. Sandra, dyed blonde hair, dramatic eye makeup. She's distributing street magazines.
This magazine for 60 cents, and they buy for another people €1.50. And so they can buy food or can sleep, you understand?
So it's like the big issue for people.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
How did you get involved? Why do you do this?
Why? Because I want to help people. Yeah. I think I can give back. What can I say? You understand?
What, yes, yeah. What you to give back? What you got yourself?
Yeah, I want to give people help and smile.
Klaus is calling more numbers. Those in the line with blue tickets shuffle forwards toward the door. Were you just in having your lunch?
Yeah, we go inside and have our lunch here.
Tim and Peter are together and they've just come out of the kitchen. Tim is good looking, short, well-cut hair, heavy, warm-looking Czech jacket.
Here in this society, we have a lot of rich people. But then there is a big, was heißt Unterschied? Contradiction?
Difference.
And here are the poor and here are the rich people.
Peter has a thin beard and glasses. He has a short jacket with a sheepskin collar.
It's not really rich, the country.
Is it not?
Not.
Oh, so the Greeks and the Irish think you're all very rich.
No.
Yes. What has happened to you? Can I ask you about your life?
I'm here since 2 weeks because I got big problems in my life and now I must to manage on it, and then I got a lot of shame in me, you know.
So the first day you came here?
Yeah, the first day it's not easy to come here because
a lot of violence and...
Yes, a lot of violence and the smell and a lot of asocial people.
Okay.
This is the problem.
People who live on the street and have no homeless people, a lot of homeless people are here in Berlin. Over 3,000 humans are homeless.
And are you guys homeless?
No. We've got a flat.
Okay. And so you say it's only been 3 months that you've had problems. Did you have a job before 3 months?
Yes, I got almost everything, but everything is broken.
Okay.
It has something to do with girls, you know, with women. I'm a little bit upset.
I'm sorry to hear
it's
that.
It's not so easy to speak about it.
Sure.
It's,
and does the money that you get, the Hartz IV, do you get unemployment?
Yes,
you?
We get Hartz IV, yes, but the Hartz IV, it's 374 euros. You cannot do everything with this money. It's too less.
And does it pay your rent? Can it cover your rent for your apartment?
The job center pay the rent for the apartment.
So you have 374 on top
you
of that?
You have 374 euros for the whole month, yes, for yourself.
For a month?
Yes, with 1 euro jobs, you have work for 1 euro per hour, and that's not really
you must
money.
Do it, otherwise, you get nothing.
What are those jobs like? What do you do?
You clean the streets, for example.
Oh. Okay. And is that not okay? Is it not good to be working for...
If you don't like to do this work, they give you no more money buy food or clothes.
Okay. And did you have an education? You both have an education? You went to school and...
Yes, I go to gymnasium. My father was architect, but it doesn't matter. I'm breakdown now.
I was grow up in a Pflegefamilie,
foster family, yeah. Does it become easier to go to the mission now?
It's
every
not
day
easy,
when you come here, your self-consciousness is breakdown. You feel like rubbish.
Okay.
You're ashamed. I'm ashamed to must come here.
Stop. No, not you.
The volunteers all wear the same blue sleeveless jackets. They're in and out of the kitchen. They're collecting deliveries of donated clothes from cars that pull up to the curb. Chatting with people in the queue. Or taking a cigarette break, like Regina.
Why did you decide to work here?
Mid-50s, perhaps. Grey hair in a long ponytail.
I work here one time a week. And poor people give us a lot of back. They enjoy to talk with us, and they are happy if we talk with them, and also if we have good food or some soups or something, they come behind us and say thank you so much, it has good taste or something like that. Yes, and if they go out, they say thanks and I wish you a good day, and so they are very friendly to us, and so we get a lot of back, yes? From kindness, yes?
The soup kitchen last week at a railway station in Germany.
Last night's statement from the Taoiseach and Chancellor Merkel has eased concerns that Europe's most powerful member state was prepared to let Ireland twist in the wind.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.